who introduce lots of great artists to Richmond for the first time and bring back some familiar names that people may have known from television or recordings. But, you know, as I was thinking about this driving downtown, I think one of the first big shows we did that introduced an artist to a community was, Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was One Trick Pony album, which was just an incredible hit. And we started their American tour. So they came to Richmond. They rehearsed for a couple days in the building, got to be around Jacob Dylan, a little bit and his family. And they just, their concert was terrific. And then they disappeared. Their second album was really a disappointment. And they've got a new album coming out very soon and a live concert coming to Richmond in mid-June, I think sponsored by Richmond.com. That's just going to be the reemergence, I think, of a very important band that I'm very proud to have introduced to the Richmond market.
That's great.
It was fun to do things, particularly that attracted VCU students, because it was fun to watch large groups of young folks walk down Grace Street from the campus in, you know, 6 and 10 at a time to come down and hear Rusted Root or Nickel Creek or one of my favorites of the last few years was String Cheese Incident,
right,
in which people traveled from all over the region. People who follow this band religiously, like Fish or the Deadheads or some of the others. But I didn't realize the following for String Cheese Incident. But that night, I learned about a guy who one of my favorites now of all time, a bass player named Charlie Hunter, who is a jazz player featured in Jazz Times right after the Carpenter Center gig. And he played an 8-string bass in the most, I'm not a musician, but he played in the most amazing way I've ever seen. And I was standing next to a friend who's a local accomplished bass player, Carter Blau. And Carter was just mesmerized by this, and he kept nudging me saying, "Joel, this is the greatest bass player I've ever seen in my life." So, you know, that was a lot of fun. We brought Willie Nelson to town. We brought B.B. King, Asleep at the Wheel, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, one of my very favorite, acts of all time. And each time they would come to Richmond, there would be a change in the band. And it was because of personal tragedy. Joseph Shabala, who is the leader of the band, his family kept getting picked off in South Africa of domestic violence and other things. So every time he would come to town, one of his brothers or one of his uncles or one of his nephews would be missing from the last tour and replaced by someone very talented. But it's very sad to see what was happening to that country through the eyes of those musicians. But wonderful music. One of my favorite days was Wynton Marsalis when he came to town. He got into town, he checked into the hotel, he called me up, he said, "Joel, let's go find some young people to talk to." And we literally went to 3 different high schools in 2 hours, walked into the band room unannounced. Here's Wynton Marsalis. He's got a bazillion-dollar trumpet, and he kept handing it to kids and saying, "Here, play it. It's okay. Play it." And worked all day, all afternoon with the kids. And then he wanted to find a gym to play basketball. And then he played a concert with us. And then he looked for an after party and some female companionship after the show. a fabulous band, Wycliffe Gordon, just some great players with Wynton. And one of the most intelligent, human beings I've ever met, not just musically, but, his book sense was absolutely marvelous.
That's fantastic. Well, man, it's great to hear about that sort of thing. let's take a break and listen to some music, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about maybe some of the local musicians and maybe some of the more of the controversy that's sort of hanging over us right now. But let's hear some jazz. It's not Wynton Marsalis, but it is Walter Bell in the Latin Jazz Unit. All All right, that was Walter Bell and the Latin Jazz Unit with Ray Spott. And Joel and I were just talking, and I think Walter Bell is probably no longer in the area, but he was a great Richmond jazz musician here for a while, and I'm sure he's haunting some other place right now with his flute, but great guy too. And we are here on Locals Only with Joel Katz, and he is with the Carpenter Center, and he was also, till recently, with the Virginia Performing Arts Foundation, and he's come in graciously today to talk about stuff. And we talked about some of the great shows that have come in the past from musicians from afar. And I wondered maybe if you wanted to talk a little bit about the local musicians you've met and some of the people doing great stuff in Richmond.
Richmond has a fabulous, fabulous local music scene that I think is one of the greatest unknown resources Central Virginia has. You think about Austin, Texas, and you think about Memphis, and there are certain cities that are known for their music and their sound, and Richmond hasn't really done a great job promoting the tremendous talent that's here and some of the really unique artists who, for whatever reason, choose to live and work here. Unfortunately, a lot of them can't work full-time as musicians, so they have to do other things, but a lot of talent in town. I met Robin Thompson for the first time when he sang a song with Bruce Springsteen at the famous Coliseum concert a few years ago, and called Robin up and I said, "Holy cow." I didn't know you. I didn't know how talented you were. And then I learned about Robin, and through Robin met some other really, really talented folks. And I was pleased to have at the Carpenter Center. Robin just recently played with the Richmond Symphony and shared the bill with a very good friend of mine, Susan Greenbaum, who is not a longtime Richmond person, but one of those undiscovered talents who, with the right break, could go national at any time. Paige Wilson, another good friend, different kind of music, different kind of audience, but very, very entertaining. One of the great nights we had was 3 years ago. We brought B.B. King to town, and it was an opportunity to showcase somebody as the opening act. And I don't like to condescend to local artists by saying, well, you can be the opening act for so-and-so, but it's an opportunity to put your stuff in front. And we got Terry Garland out to play